All right, Brooke, you're going for 2 wins in a row today.
Okay.
And I'm going to adjust my microphone because it's all screwed up. And
you are a professional today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yep. That is Irish music.
Thank you.
Yep. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, no. Okay. It's going to be St. Patrick's Day themed.
Yes. There you go.
You're smart.
Dang it.
You put 2 and 2 together. That's right. All the questions are St. Patrick's Day themed because St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
Yay. I don't even know a St. Patrick's Day curse word to say right now. Blarney Stone? Like, can I use that as a curse word?
Yeah.
Like, Blarney Stone.
It depends how you say it. Well, if you don't say it like a pirate, maybe say it like... They're a little different in my work, but...
They're not pirates.
Pirates and leprechauns have the same voices to me.
But Irish people are really good at swearing, so...
They're great at it.
Yeah, so I don't know. We got to learn their words.
You're going to be playing Pete in Seattle. What's up, Pete?
Hey, I think I could be broke today.
Okay. Are you big Irish dude?
No, but...
All right,
well... We're sending Brooke out of the studio. Pete, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Ireland's official coat of arms has what musical instrument on it?
A harp.
Leprechauns are known to have which profession?
Shoemaker.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade in America was in what East Coast city?
Boston.
In Irish tradition, kissing the Blarney Stone gives you what in return?
Good luck.
Legend has it that St. Patrick drove out what animal from Ireland?
Snakes.
In Ireland, the traditional meal of St. Patrick's Day is corned beef and cabbage. True or false?
Corned beef and cabbage.
True or false?
What was the question?
Just give true or false.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Okay. We'll bring Brooke back into the studio.
It's 50-50, bro.
Pete, you got like a nice voice. Like a very deep. What do you do for a living? Are you some sort of broadcaster? You should be.
I'm just sort of on break.
Oh, are you unemployed?
Yeah.
Sweet. You want my job?
Oh, sure.
I'm so tired of getting up so early in the morning. Like, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And that's 100% legit. I'm tired of it. You can come in and do it if you want.
You have a great voice.
Wait, are we hiring Pete?
Pete is now going to be taking over the show.
Do you want someone to take over?
Yeah.
Pete, are you mediocre at reading things and pushing wrong buttons?
Yeah.
I'm not mediocre at pushing wrong buttons. I'm good at pushing wrong buttons.
Sorry.
Jeez. Mediocre at doing things poorly?
Dang it.
I didn't want
to insult you.
I excel at doing things poorly.
So good at not
I feel like
being
our
good.
Friendship's even over at this point after something like that.
It's going to be strained for a little while.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, your time starts now. Ireland's official coat of arms has what musical instrument on it?
Harp.
Leprechauns are known to have which profession?
Gold diggers.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade in America was in what East Coast city?
Boston.
In Irish tradition, kissing the Blarney Stone gives you what in return?
Good luck.
Legend has it that St. Patrick drove out what animal in
Snakes.
Ireland? In Ireland, the traditional meal of St. Patrick's Day is corned beef and cabbage. True or false?
False.
What do Irish people call their big trademark walking sticks?
Their court sticks.
What?
Okay, let's send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did
words
with
were coming out.
Jose.
Uh-oh, those kids would have to be Lucky Charms.
Bolaños.
Pete, or shall I say, oh, Pete? St. Patrick's Day. Sorry, I had to say it.
Sure.
You got 4 correct, man.
Oh, no.
You did really well, bro.
Dang it, yes.
You got in 1 extra question and also 4 correct.
Oh, thank God.
It is.
I mean, if I was going to have to work with him, I don't want to lose to him.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tie. Pete, meaning you did not win the money. Tie goes to House Brooke wins.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's go over the answers. In Ireland, the official coat of arms has a harp on it. Leprechauns are known to be shoemakers. The first St. Patrick's Day parade in America was in Boston in 1737. Oof. In Irish tradition, kissing the Blarney Stone gives you herpes.
No!
That's the first thing that came to my mind, too.
You guys, stop!
Also, the gift of gab.
Yes.
Oh.
Legend has it St. Patrick drove out what... That's really written bad. Legend has it St. Patrick drove what animal out of Ireland?
Yeah.
Snakes. In Ireland, the traditional meal of St. Patrick's Day is corned beef and cabbage. True or false? That is false. And what do Irish people call their big trademark walking sticks? Shillelaghs.
Oh, that's what a shillelagh is.
Yeah, yep. It's a big curvy.
I had no idea.
Hey, Pete, you didn't win the money, but just for playing today, you got the movie Stronger starring Mark Wahlberg on Blu-ray. It's hard to say Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, it's that's one of those names.
You just want to go, Mark just go with Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Yeah, you just go with Mac Wahlberg. That's yeah. How they really say it.
Okay, better. Better that way then. On Blu-ray, hey. Along with the best-selling book for Stronger, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you in here bright and early Monday morning. All right, we'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time Monday.